It's time for the Coach Steve Airey Show. We'll hear from the Mountain Home Bomber head coach coming up in just a moment here on Classic Hits 101.7.
Hi, this is Melissa Miller, and it's football time, which means the Farmers and Merchants Bank joins you in cheering on the Mountain Home Bombers. We applaud the extra effort from neighbors like you that makes our local schools and activities such an integral part of our community. Working as a team to help you reach your goals is the perfect game plan for success. The Farmers and Merchants Bank, finally, a bank in your corner.
Touchdown!
Go Bombers! Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Four excellent reasons to choose Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home are Drs. Knox, Rawls, McConnell, and Franklin. They're trained and highly experienced in handling a full range of traumatic or chronic bone and joint conditions. Using on-site X-ray, MRI, and physical therapy, each physician oversees your individual treatment plan. Rediscover the joy of life, pain-free and productive. Appointments available at four area locations, number 3 Medical Plaza in Mountain Home, plus clinics in Harrison, Salem, and West Plains. Visit KnoxOrthopedics.com for more information.
Visiting with Clay Maxey. Hey, you're a big fan of youth athletics. What message do you have for those young athletes out there today?
Hey, stick it out. It's easy to have a bad day and think that it'd be easier just to quit or to go home and set your own schedule, but you don't ever want to look back and wish that you'd have stuck it out, because the team camaraderie, it just does so much for life, and the skill sets that it builds for your career, managing relationships, even managing through your family life and your marriage.
Here's to Friday night under the lights. Go Bombers from ClayMaxeyChevrolet.com.
Do you know where your money goes when you give to charity? At the Salvation Army, 82 cents of every dollar stays to help those in need in our local community. Hi, I'm Major Michelle Robbins. The money we raise helps people in the surrounding 5 counties, including Baxter, Marion, Sharp, Izzard, and Fulton. You can help by donating your unwanted items and by shopping at the Salvation Army store. Those in need get assistance with rent, utilities, sending kids to camp, and many other things. When it comes to charity, the Salvation Army always helps those in our community.
One of North Arkansas Electric Cooperative's main goals is to provide our members with reliable service. We've launched a long-term effort to reduce outages by removing dead trees in and near the co-op's right-of-way. Starting with our 3-phase lines, NAEC employees and contractors are topping off dead trees that could reach power lines when they fall. Personnel will leave the tree sections on the property where they don't cause an access issue. Providing members with reliable service, North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
And we welcome you to another edition of the Coach Steve Airey Show here on Classic Hits 101.7. Matt Sharp and Brad Coleman being joined by the Mountain Home head football coach. And Steve, before we talk about tonight's game against Pulaski Academy, first off, congratulations on that 24-21 victory over Russellville last week.
Thank you, my man. It's a good dub.
Yeah, it was. I'll tell you what, one of the things that I remember when we talked before the game last week, you said we said that the defense really needed to step up and play better. They played much better last week.
They did. I don't know what the reason was behind that, but we did play good defense. I told them, I said it was lack of penalties, no pass interference calls, no jumping off sides, no blocking in the back while somebody's not looking. You know, we just didn't, you know, unsportsmanlike conduct. We just didn't do anything stupid, and everything works out. You know, gives you a chance to get off the field when you're not helping people out all night long.
You know, it's, Coach, we talked a little bit about before we got in here, it's an ultimate team sport. And, you know, the first 4 weeks, let's say the offense kind of carried the load and put up points and, you know, just outscored opponents. And then last week our offense struggled a little bit. You know, we had turnovers, we had some penalties, we had some costly mistakes. But, you know, the defense stepped up and, in you know, had their back, I guess. Everybody puts this together, this could be a really dangerous team. What do you think?
That's exactly what I thought. Coming in this season, I've really been disappointed in the defense. And like I said, I think most of our struggles have been with just penalties, mistakes. But we cleaned up. We got a lot better. Offense looked a little shaky last week. They clean up and look a little better. We ever put together a good, clean game, you're exactly right. It's going to make for a good football team.
Yeah, we talked too, is it's not like college football where one game puts you out of the playoffs or one game keeps you from the national championship. It's that slow build to be better in November than you are in September. You know, you do got to win those games. We talked about the Lake Hamilton game. We let that one get away. It could have set us in a better spot, but now it's in front of you. You did what you were supposed to. You won a game against Russellville, and now our goals are still in front of us with continuing on.
Yeah, our goals are still in front of us. You know, we may have still dropped a home playoff game or whatever. We're going to have to still win out to probably accomplish that as far as, we got to win three more, but maybe not win out, but we can still get where we want to go, still do what we want to do, and we're still alive, so that's the main thing.
You mentioned the struggles that the offense had, especially in the first half. But you know, we had five turnovers in that game. Anything else that you guys felt like you need to focus on with offensively this week? I mean, other than just, of course, taking care of the ball, anything else that you've felt like you need to focus on this week with them?
You know, we're not exactly sure why things happen the way they happen, but we had a little case of the dropsies the other night, and Cade may have been throwing the ball off of his back foot, trying to, you know, not getting up and being real good with his mechanics. But those are a few of the things that probably have to be addressed. Is just how you're seeing the ball and tucking it and getting on front foot and throw when you're playing quarterback, and just, you know, you start going back to fundamentals. Why did we do what we do? But hey, we worked on those things. Hopefully, those guys are the same guys that caught the ball the week before. You know what I mean? They're the same guys. They'll be back. They just had a bad night. And I've coached a lot of games, man. And you don't play good every Friday night. It's just you got one or two times during the season that you're a little bit off, and we was off.
You know, we look at it too. We love them. We love that we're excitement. We're all in. We're there. But they do remind you they're 16 and 18 year old boys, right?
Yeah, I don't know why they get off, but I've never played. Well, I'll take that back. I played 10. My last year West Plains, we was really good, but. And you just never put together 10 good games. You just don't. And you hope you win that game or two, you're off. And we won one when we was off a little bit. So
we're going to take a break and talk more about last week's game against Russellville as we continue along. This is the Coach Steve Berry Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Use your smile to change the world, but don't let the world change your smile. North Arkansas Dental Group, formerly known as Coleman Family Dentistry, is a proud supporter of Mountain Home Bombers. A family-friendly dental office providing a state-of-the-art clinic, North Arkansas Dental Group is dedicated to you, your health, and especially your smile. Visit us at our new location at 2338 Highway 62 West or call 870-424-4670. Go Bombers!
FNBC wants to be your business banking partner, and they are ready to help your business thrive. From commercial loans to help you launch or expand your business to personalized financial advice, they can help. At FNBC, they value relationships and creating customized financial solutions that allow you to run your business more efficiently. Stop in and see them at any of their convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas, or visit them online at fnbc.us for more information. You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Go Bombers!
White River Materials has earned a reputation for producing industry-leading, high-quality results. They have the experience and equipment to perform each project quickly, safely, and cost-efficiently. Privately owned and operated, White River Materials prides themselves in quality work with the customer's best interest in mind. If you need limestone or concrete products, or someone to do the job correctly the first time, give White River Materials a call today at 425-3431 or 425-4510.
Is it time to move to a smaller home, be closer to town, stop taking care of that big yard? Hi, I'm John Shaw with the Ozarks team at Century 21 Lemec Realty, and this is my partner, Heather Hendricks.
We understand and we can help. You need to find a new home while you sell the one that's too big.
We've helped hundreds of our friends, and we can help you.
Contact us, the Ozarks team, at enjoytheozarks.com.
The Ozarks team, Century 21 Lemec Realty, 1024 Highway 62B East in Mountain Home, Arkansas.
Need a little good news in your life? Well, here's the deal. State Farm has new lower car insurance rates in Arkansas, so you can now get the service and convenience of State Farm agent James Boyette at an even better price. That's right, State Farm can help you save more cash and get the good neighbor service you deserve. It's the real deal for car insurance. State Farm agent James Boyette is ready to help you save at Mountain Home. Call James today at 870-425-4540. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And we welcome you back to the Coach Steve Arie Show. And Steve, tell you what, let's talk a little bit about the second half. And I tell you what, that was just a hard fought battle between both teams, in that, especially in that second half last week.
Yeah, it was, and came down the last second of the game, you know, and we had a big fourth down decision to make there. I thought if we pin them, we can't go wrong. I mean, they're not going to move the football, and that's the way I'm thinking, but. But if we hadn't got that first down and gave him a short field, I didn't feel too good about that either. So I don't know. Just kind of went for the throat. What we got to lose around here, man.
Well, you know, and Russellville kind of seemed like they were in desperation mode, so to speak. You know, their coach got hot on a big penalty. You know, we took points off the board to try to go get the score, which is do it 100% of the time when you get the first down. Unfortunately, turned around and got an interception right after that. Yep. You know, and
had a holding
right
penalty and a pick.
Holding penalty and a pick right after that. But then, you know, Russellville got the ball on that last drive, and they had it fourth and I think eight, and they were about our own 42. And in the booth, we were even curious, what are they going to do? Are they going to go for it? And they went for it, and our defense came up with a big stop, and then the offense was able to punch it in. I was worried you were going to come up in the prop box. You know, we talked about my boy Kelso. Automatic. We talked about him the game before, and he came through for you. What was it like for him to hit that game-winning field goal there at the end?
You know, he was excited, and I talked to him a little bit just to see kind of where his mind is, you know, and he acts like he doesn't feel a lot of pressure. So that's a good thing. That made me feel better about the call.
I asked some of the boys that this week too. I was like, how was Kelso going into that kick? And they're like, same old Kelso. He's like, let's put it down and let's go. And it was exciting to watch the boys, you know, celebrate that victory.
Golly, we come up a foot short and a yard short all night long on everything. And that was one of those runs right there. I just knew he got in, and we got marked short, you know. And we was hoping to get in right there and not have to go that direction. But there he was, 6 inches short again.
The clock was kind of doing some crazy things, too. I don't know if you noticed. You went down there to call timeout, and it was like at 15 seconds and then 18, and then all of a sudden mm-hmm. It was zero. But what was the conversation like with the official there? Did you know there was time left on the clock?
Yeah, I said it was ticking down. I said, give me a timeout with 2 seconds. And he looked up at the scoreboard, and by that time it went off. I thought, I'm glad he looked at the scoreboard. I don't know if anybody was watching it or not, but he saw it go off, so. He made the right call.
One thing I did want to ask, when that kick goes through and game is over, it's got to be kind of like feel like a weight lifted off the team's shoulders, because last few years, you know, first conference win comes, you know, a little later in the year, you finally get that win over Russellville, and you guys are in much better shape this year than you've been in years past. So, I mean, was just, I guess, the celebration was just probably on after that.
It was with the boys. I just like a big breath of relief. It's like after what we'd gone through the week before last, and I'm like, golly, I'm glad that went through. But it's good. It's good to win a conference game early. It's good not to drop that one and dropped another close one. And We need to win that one for everything. We approached it that way all week. It was a must-win for us, and we mustered it up and got it done.
We'll take another break, talk about tonight's matchup against Pulaski Academy as we continue along. You're listening to the Coach Steve Arie Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Don't let an injury keep you down. Board-certified orthopedic surgeons Dr. Wynn Moore and Dr. Ed Roeder at Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic are ready to treat athletes of all ages. Doctors Moore, Roeder, and their staff integrate high-quality, compassionate care with innovative treatment and years of experience. Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic will get you back to doing what you love. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call 870-424-4710 or visit baxterhealth.org.
Discover the refreshing difference at Baxter Real Estate Company. While they welcome new faces, their agents are seasoned experts in the realm of real estate, particularly the captivating Twin Lakes area. With a treasure trove of knowledge and years of experience under their belts, their team offers unrivaled guidance to fulfill your property dreams. The area is experiencing a rise in listing inventory. Whether buying or selling, trust their experts to navigate the market with finesse. Baxter Real Estate Company, the Twin Lakes area's best choice for local realtors to help you find that perfect property.
Are you building a new house, not sure where the property lines are? Strider Consulting can help. They're a civil engineering and land surveying firm located at 1029 Highway 201 North of Mountain Home. With over 23 years in the business, Strider Consulting has the experience and expertise to bring your project to life. Visit strider.consulting to see their full list of services and request your quote today. Strider Consulting is a proud supporter of Mountain Home Bombers Athletics. Strider Consulting, engineering our future.
Brad, what are you doing?
I'm resizing all my boxes.
Why?
New math. Everyone's doing it. The Big 10 equals 12, the Big 12 equals 18, and the Pac-12 now equals 4. And I have Traeger, Samsung, Sony, and Sonos systems that fit in all kinds of boxes, so I'm resizing.
People don't care about your boxes, just the stuff that's in them.
Yeah, well, 10 out of 8 people like our big boxes better. Folks, come see all of our different size boxes next to Walmart, Mountain Home, or at BigBoxBrad.com.
Touchdown!
5 points.
Untangling your headphones, finding the right remote, saying goodbye to your favorite shirt that hasn't fit in 10 years. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who live in your community and answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like finding a new favorite shirt. That's simple human sense.
Visit American Safeguard Insurance of Mountain Home on the corner of Highway 62 and Cardinal. Insurance made simple.
And we welcome you back to the Coach Steve Berry Show. And Steve getting ready to take on Pulaski Academy tonight down in Little Rock. And I tell you, last week, if you're not just someone who follows high school football, and you see that 55-13 loss to Little Rock Christian last week, you'd think, oh, this PA team's not going to be, you know, that much. That was just a surprise that no one saw coming, because this is a very good PA team.
It's a very good PA team. It goes back to the things that they hang their hat on, and they didn't get the onside kicks, you know. So you even up possessions instead of them getting three or four more possessions, you know. Threw the ball to the other team, turnovers. Mm-hmm. Turnovers bite you every time. And they threw some turnovers in bad spots in the field. And that was just kind of uncharacteristic of them. And that may not happen Friday, but I hope it does.
Yeah, this is one of those games that if you follow our conference, they're one of the big threes, defending state champions. They beat Greenwood last year in the finals. We gave them a good run to end our season at their place. I mean, I think it was a 20-point victory for them. Something like that ended up, something like that. But we're in that game all game. You know, this is not a must-win, but, boy, it sure would even up that Lake Hamilton loss and put us right back in where we want to be, as potentially hosting a home playoff berth.
Absolutely. And you saying that goes back to the other stat. You know, you got 13 points on the board. And then the way they beat us last year is they get about multiple explosive plays. They just didn't get them last week. Christian had good speed on the back end and stuff, and they just couldn't get the explosive play. But, you know, that's kind of what we hope. We hope we can limit that, and I think that'll put us in a chance to maybe be in the game if we can limit all those things. 2-point plays, onside kicks, explosive plays. be good on fourth down because they're not going
to
punt.
That's right. They don't punt. So you're going to have to, defense is going to have to be good. You know, their offense, Greenwood's kind of quick, short passes and go. This is a little more traditional style offense. Coach Lucas, which is ex-Razorback, Anthony Lucas, he likes to kind of throw that ball down the middle of the field. He uses the middle of the field a lot with those receivers, correct?
Yeah, he runs a lot of vertical concepts, whether it be a post-vert or a post-dig wheel or whatever it be. But he's got people going down the field, and they get a lot of big chunk plays. You know, it's not just little chunks. So, hey, they get them, and they put you guys in bad situations. They run a lot of vapor routes where they trail each other, and then they break it off, you know. Stack each other going down the field, and then they break it off. But, you know, they're going to be a high-octane offense. We're not – I don't anticipate holding them to 13 points. I think it's going to be a lot better ball game than that. I can't see very many teams holding them 13 points. They did that kind of to themselves. It was on self-destructive mode right there with turnovers and not getting their own sides. Field position.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that, because, you know, we've mentioned it already a few times just during this segment, how unconventional they play. Particularly on special teams. When you hosted them last year, I know that drove you crazy how many onside kicks PA recovered, and so I'm sure that's something you had to work with special teams on this week.
We did. We worked on it and worked on it every day, a lot. But our carpet's soft and theirs is. They play on a hard field. I've taken a couple of our guys to the indoor twice this week just to get a fast track on that onside kick, high hops, fastball. So, man, we're working on it, but you just never know. You just never know.
You know, one thing too, where you feel, I think, a key to watch this game is going to be their O line versus our D line. Dover had a really good game last week. You know, Setzer had a really good game on the other end. Both Setzer boys out there. Is that something we want to keep an eye on those early downs? If we can put them in negative yardage plays early, that makes that going forward on fourth down, if it's fourth and eight instead of fourth and two or three, it's a little different story, right?
It is a little different story. And I was charting their fourth and twos a while ago. It's amazing to me how much they throw the ball on fourth and two. So their tendencies are just they don't have many. They threw two picks. They've already thrown two picks this year on fourth and two.
Wow.
And they've taken shots on fourth and two as well, the long deep ball. So it really doesn't matter what down you're going to be in. You better defend the whole field.
We'll take another break, talk more about tonight's matchup with Pulaski Academy. You're listening to the Coach Steve Berry Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Everyone is in a hurry these days, even when it comes to their banking. But sometimes you still need to talk to a real person. Arvest Bank's new ATM with live teller in Mountain Home is bringing customers a convenient way to do just that. You'll get the personalized touch of a teller-supported banking without the hassle of having to go into the bank. Just drive through and connect with one of our friendly associates with just a touch of a button, whenever it's convenient for you. Visit your Arvest branch location with ATM LT at 2619 Highway 62 East to try out the Arvest ATM with live teller today.
Since 1965, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic. From parts for automobiles to parts for mowers, they have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist. Family-owned and three generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home, 425-5040.
United Country Real Estate of Mountain Home is the largest seller of rural real estate in the United States. With United Country, you'll find trust and integrity, integral parts of their high standards. As a seller, you'll benefit from United Country's unique and proven marketing system. You owe it to yourself to call the number one team in the nation today at 425-3820. United Country Real Estate, proud supporters of our Mountain Home Bombers.
When the time comes to consider home care for a loved one, let First Choice Home Care make it a simple and easy process for everyone. With trained PCAs and CNAs, we will treat your loved ones like our family. With 10 offices around the state of Arkansas and award-winning care, let us show you why First Choice Home Care is the best choice. Give us a call today, 870-222-0088, or visit us on the web at www.firstchoicehomecare.net. And as always, go Bombers!
Uh-oh, sounds like you need some new glass. And Clear Results Glass is here to help. At Clear Results, no job is too big or too small for our guys. Rock chip or broken windshield? Not a problem. Outdated or broken business glass? Let us help. Custom glass for your home? We can do it. With Clear Results, you can trust us to get the job done. Let us get a quote started for you. Just call 321-1098 or stop by Clear Results Glass, located at 5051 Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
And we welcome you back to the Coach Steve Berry Show. Steve, let's talk about PA's defense. What do you think they're going to be throwing at you defensively this week?
They have a lot of movement and a lot of pressure, and which in turn gives them a lot of negative plays. But if you crack that, you're going to get some big plays. On the other hand, so. It's hard to run the football against that kind of defense where they're running everybody through every gap. So, you know, they've done a really good job on the run. We're going to see what happens, but that's a pretty good defense. You'll see it tonight. You're going to say, well, they're bringing a lot of pressure. They got a lot of movement, which creates some confusion. You guys have heard of the amoeba defense. It's not always the amoeba, but it's kind of a variation of it where they're moving around and everybody's got a gap and they're going to shoot it on the snap of the ball, but they're just moving around and everybody's coming, it seems like.
Well, you said it there in that answer, though, but with that, you know, we've got some big plays. We've got some chunk yardages. We got some receivers that can win some one-on-one balls. We kind of live by the sword, die by the sword. We kind of almost died by it last week in turnovers, but that's going to provide some opportunities for Jett and Milburn and some of those guys on the outside, Carter Atkins, coming across on little slants and being able to catch and, you know, getting it out of Cade's hand quick, Corwin Morris, and, you know, kind of some hot routes and see if they can turn those in. Are you looking for big plays from our offense?
We're looking at big plays, and I think you got to look at quick hitters, you know. You're not going to have long to throw the ball. They're going to be in your face. So the ball's got to come out. You're probably going to get a lot of quick. Hopefully get some in space. We're athletic kind of out there, so maybe we can break a tackle or two. And maybe good things are going to happen. But I think a lot of it is on that onside kick. If we can keep possessions with them, get the ball in four down territory, get the ball on the 50 instead of having to drive 80, you know, things of that nature. We get 20 yards. We'll throw Kelso on, and we'll hang three if we have to. But I like where we are right now. I really like our kids.
Real quickly, let's just talk about preparations that you've had this week. You know, when it comes to playing a team like a Pulaski Academy, it's really easy for someone to you know, feel intimidated. The flip side of that is, you know, the guys that really enjoy playing and want to be ready. They say, you know, Pulaski Academy, okay, yeah, bring it on. How's preparations been this week for you guys?
I think preparation's been really good. Now we had a bad practice on Tuesday. The defense did, but that was on me at the end of the day. That was on me. That's my fault. You don't let your kids have bad practices, run the crap out of them or do something, but there's no bad practices to be had. I should have been the one running because we had a bad practice. That's on me. But had a real good practice yesterday, and you try to keep the game plan simple. You don't even hardly see the same concept out of these guys in the passing game. I don't know how they got so many concepts, but like I said, fourth and two, they're going to throw the football. That'd be a run situation for any powerhouse team nearly as – fourth and one, fourth and two, here it comes. Not these guys. They keep you off balance all the time, so it's got to be a simple scheme. Their pressure, they're going to be in your face. You hold the ball for a second, it's a negative play. You're not going to run the football. They're not going to allow it. They got a real simple plan. We got a real simple plan. And I think both teams are going to execute really well, and it's going to be a great football game.
We're going to take one more break, come back, and put a wrap on tonight's broadcast as we continue along. You're listening to the Coach Steve Berry Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
The community of Mountain Home continues to be committed to the Bombers, just as Centennial Bank is committed to their customers. Patience, perseverance, commitment, and resilience are key ingredients for success both on and off the field of play. Whether you're cheering on the Bombers, starting a new business, or planning for the future, Centennial is there for all of life's moments. Let them be your partner. Centennial Bank, member FDIC.
Lindsay's Excavation brings decades of experience in the field of excavation. Their team of skilled professionals is dedicated to providing superior service with every project they undertake. Using state-of-the-art equipment, they tackle projects of all sizes with precision and efficiency. They have the knowledge and tools to get the job done right. Contact them today at 870-405-2423 or visit their website at lindsayexcavation.com.
Get ready for a touchdown of choices at Village Carpet Shop. Discover an extensive array of flooring options, including renowned brands like Shaw, Mannington, Mohawk, and Armstrong. Stop by and see the Flooring Gallery featuring the best waterproof luxury vinyl floors. Residential or commercial, they've got your flooring needs covered. Find them on Facebook or visit VillageCarpetShop.com. Village Carpet Shop. You stand on it, they stand behind it. Best wishes to the Mountain Home Bombers for a victorious 2023 football season. Let's score big, Bombers!
And we welcome you back to the Coach Steve Berry Show. And Steve, first off, let's talk about how are you guys doing health-wise this week?
We're in good shape. I mean, we're in good shape. I think we got everybody.
Chopa back? I know he had a concussion, was out for concussion protocol, but he's back, right?
Chop is back. Noel Greninger missed most of the week with an elbow. I think they're going to let him dress and play.
Chinny back, too?
Chin's back.
We've already talked about some of the keys for tonight's game. You said that not going to be able to run the football a whole lot against this team. But so I imagine one of the keys just is in the passing game this week, right?
We feel like we're going to have to throw the ball, and we feel like we're going to have to throw the ball effectively, and we feel like we can throw the ball effectively. We feel like we got those kind of skills. So we got faith in. Faith in Yates, and we got faith in our guys around him. So, and then we're going to have to run the ball a little bit in critical situations. Can't just say we can't run the ball. I hate for it to come out like that, but it's tough to run the ball.
How's a screen game on like this? With it, getting Hubbard the ball out in space and out in the flats, a playmaker getting him the ball and see, is that another key?
I think that's always a possibility. You guys out there on the edges have got to work. That's a big deal, and a lot of times you'll pull your tackles out and get them out on a defender as well on a screen play.
Steve, good luck tonight.
Hey, I appreciate it.
Good luck, Coach.
Thank you, buddy.
That was Mountain Home head coach Steve Berry, and Brad will be along with you in the booth at Joby Hatcher Stadium in just a moment. You've been listening to the Coach Steve Berry Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
You've been listening to the Coach Steve Berry Show. We'll go out to the stadium for the Baxter Health pregame show next on Classic Hits 101.7.